The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Harbaugh knew what he was doing. Yeah, Jim Harbaugh, he reminds me so much of Pete Carroll. If you will remember Pete Carroll, by the way, excellent coach, and I think Jim Harbaugh is an excellent coach. But if you remember, Jim Harbaugh was under, well, his program, his collegiate program, was under pretty intense investigation. And all of a sudden, Pete Carroll got this desire to coach in the NFL. And he went to Seattle. And after he left, USC was hit with all kinds of sanctions and all kinds of this. And he got out just in time. And he didn't suffer at all. Well, Harbaugh kind of did the same thing. Well, he won a national championship, obviously. But NCAA was investigating recruitment violations, as well as the sign stealing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think he thought now would be a good time to leave and go to the NFL. Well, here's the news today. Michigan has been given 3 years of probation, fined, and hit with recruiting limits by the NCAA today after football coaches and staff football coaches and staff, that would include Jim Harbaugh. After football coaches and staff had impermissible contact with recruits and players under Coach Jim Harbaugh while access was restricted during the COVID-19 pandemic. The NCAA said it had reached a negotiated resolution with the school that has been approved by the Committee on Infractions involving five former and current coaches and staffers, but it did not include allegations that Harbaugh failed to cooperate with investigators. That is now a separate case. And by the way, the investigation into sign stealing, et cetera, that's still underway as well. And very possible, more penalties, more punishment for the Michigan football program. And none of that will have anything to do with Jim Harbaugh. He got out just in time. Yeah. All right. Well, enough of that. Do you remember when George W. Bush left office, I saw billboards around town and around the country, and it had a picture of George W. Bush, and it simply said, "You miss me yet? You miss me yet?" Because George W. Bush was a fairly unpopular president by the time he left office. He was very popular when he was first elected, incredibly popular immediately after 9/11. But by the time he left office, he was pretty unpopular in the polls and so forth. And so there were all these billboards. Miss me yet? Well, evidently, when Donald Trump left office, he was pretty unpopular. Not as unpopular as Joe Biden. Joe Biden's approval ratings are lower than Donald Trump's lowest. Yes, Joe Biden is more unpopular than Donald Trump ever was. But Donald Trump was pretty unpopular by the time he left office. Well, Donald Trump could put up posters or billboards that say, "You miss me yet?" Why? And this is from a local TV station. And of course, you know, and I know, all of the local TV stations lean to the left. Remember the old cheer? Lean to the left, lean to the right, stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight. Well, all of the local TV stations lean pretty heavily to the left. So I'm a little surprised that one of the local TV stations posted this story. Here's the headline. Voters see Trump's presidency in more positive light after 4 years out of office. Yeah, people are actually missing Donald Trump. Considering the mess that the country is in under Joe Biden, more and more people are going, you know what? Donald Trump wasn't all that bad. He's not as bad as I thought he was. Here's the story. Perceptions of Donald Trump's time in office are softening since he left office as he gears up his general election campaign against President Joe Biden, who is facing low approval ratings and frustrations with inflation. A New York Times, hard left, yeah, a New York Times Siena College poll released Sunday found Trump's case for a second term is being bolstered by voters' memories about his time as president, which have grown more positive since he left office following a contentious election that culminated in the January 6th riot at the Capitol building and so on and so on and so on. Voters still view him as a divisive candidate, but their approval of his handling of the economy and immigration are overpowering those concerns, giving him a more favorable rating compared to when he left office. Half of the voters in the survey said the country was better off after Trump took office. 6 in 10 said they approved of his handling of the economy, and at least half approved of how he handled maintaining law and order, all of which were higher than they were when he left office in 2020. Meanwhile, 46% of Americans say President Biden's presidency has been, quote, mostly bad for America. His approval rating is hovering around 40%. Yeah. So I think this is funny. People who said Donald Trump is terrible, he's evil, he's wicked, he does this. Now that they've seen almost 4 years of Joe Biden, Americans are saying, you know, maybe Trump wasn't as bad as we thought he was. I mean, at least we could put food on the table. We could put gas in the tanks of our car. We didn't have millions of people surging across our southern border. We didn't have the possibility of the Third World War with Iran attacking Israel for the first time in history. Russia has invaded Ukraine in a prolonged war. You know, we didn't have any of those things when Trump was president. So maybe he's not as bad as we thought he was. I don't know about you, but I find that fascinating. When it impacts your family, when it impacts your pocketbook, changes your attitude. I continue to contend the Democrats are not going to allow Joe Biden to be the nominee. I don't know who it'll be. I don't know when they're going to make the change, but they're not going to allow Biden to be the nominee.
Bob wants to come to your church. Find out how to host a CrossPower weekend at crosspower.net.
Joy and I would love to come to your church. Our calendar is slowly but surely filling up for the rest of the year. But we have still several open dates, and we would love to come to your local church. You can find out more information at crosspower.net, crosspower.net. And check it out. If you have further questions, there's an email where you can write and ask your questions. We'll get right back to you. We would love to come, and I continue to say this, there is no such thing as a church that is too small. Church where I spoke Sunday, probably 25 people, and that's fine. There is no such thing as a church that's too small. We come on a love offering basis, and somehow, some way, God continues to meet our needs. Crosspower.net. Crosspower.net. Folks, I continue to say this. We owe blind loyalty to no man or woman other than Jesus. There is not a politician that is perfect. There is not a politician that is not going to disappoint us. There is no politician ever that is not going to fail us in one way or another. I continue saying that concerning Donald Trump. And I will continue to say, if the election were today and it was Donald Trump and Joe Biden, I wouldn't even have to think about it. Of course I would vote for Donald Trump. Of course I would. But we must understand, again, Donald Trump is not a conservative. I don't believe he ever has been. He is a populist. And to a great extent, he's a pragmatist. He will do whatever it takes to win and to get elected. Now, because he is appealing to conservative voters, most of what he does, even as a pragmatist, will appeal to conservative voters. And that's not bad. And I'm not even saying it's wrong. But when it comes to abortion, folks, we need to understand, I don't agree with it. I don't think it's right. But this is the reality. The powers that be in the Republican Party and the powers that be in the Donald Trump camp, including Donald Trump himself, have decided abortion is a hot issue. And pardon me, like I sucked a bug in my throat. They have determined this is a hot-button issue, and they're going to try to avoid talking about it as much as possible. Donald Trump is not going to be out on the stump talking about how pro-life he is, unlike the previous election. Donald Trump ran on a pro-life campaign. He presented himself as a thoroughly, completely, unconditionally pro-life president. He made a lot of promises, and he kept almost all of those promises. And being pro-life was a huge part of his campaign previously. Don't expect it this time. Donald Trump and those around him and the Republican leadership have concluded we can't get elected if we go too far on abortion. And so Donald Trump has intentionally moderated dramatically on abortion. And it's very possible he may moderate even more between now and the election in November. That's very, very possible. So, those of you that are pro-life, and I would imagine most of you are, I just want to warn you. If you are really, really pro-life, Donald Trump is going to disappoint you. And he's going to disappoint you a lot. But it's a reality that we're going to have to live with. Is he a better candidate than Joe Biden or any other Democrat that might be put up? Absolutely. Is Donald Trump more pro-life than Joe Biden? Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding? Almost anybody is more pro-life than Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the most pro-abortion, pro-death president in American history. He's a radical. Joe Biden is almost a lunatic when it comes to abortion. And by the way, his entire administration. So, when you hear Donald Trump downplay the abortion issue, just don't be surprised. Now, what is surprising a whole lot of people about Donald Trump's campaign? His support among the black population. According to several new polls, including one done just days ago by the Wall Street Journal, Donald Trump has doubled his support among black voters since 2020. That's huge. Donald Trump has made massive gains among black voters. Black voters are waking up. Most of the promises made to them by Joe Biden have not been kept. Many black voters have had an awakening. Things are not better for themselves and in their community under the Joe Biden presidency. Things are far worse in the black community now than before Joe Biden was elected, and things were much better in the black community when Donald Trump was president. Trump's support has doubled, according to the Wall Street Journal poll. His support in the black community has doubled. That is huge news and a huge shock to the Biden folks. All right, folks, thank you. Thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful evening. But wherever you go, whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.